Once upon a time, Annie was frozen by her anxiety. She could hardly move or see joy anywhere, until one day, she realized her own thoughts could thaw her from the inside. Annie began using her thoughts more and more each day until she warmed up. Then she discovered she was living in a beautiful, enchanted forest, which she can now fully experience. This is Annie's Manifesting Success Story.
Hello, and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and today I am back with Annie. Welcome, Annie.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi, I am super excited for this interview today. We are recording this August 4th, 2023, which is only, it's less than 2 months before Annie's five-year mark. How does that feel, Annie?
Fabulous. Yeah, it feels great, and Yeah, it's funny. It feels like it's been way longer and way shorter all at the same time, like, if that makes sense.
Oh, it totally makes sense. I love it. And, you know, when we're talking LOA, it definitely makes sense, too, because when you think about time not being linear, it's like it is very long and very short both at the same time.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right. Well, we're going to start with this. If you're just joining us for Annie's story, obviously you're catching sort of, this is one interview before the end of this Manifesting Success Story. There's obviously post 5 years that will come, and I hope Annie will come back and share. But if you just happen to be joining us, make sure to go back to around episode 400. That's where we start telling Annie's story, and you get to see all of her growth and progress to get to this very amazing moment that we're going to share with you today. Which, let's just jump into it, Annie. So what would you title this chapter of your Manifesting Success Story, and why?
I think it's automatic. It just happens. It's almost like autopilot now, because for 4 years, I every day invested in this process and in myself. It just happens. It's just like part of my circuits in my brain. And I don't have to stop and think. And I can see things just unfolding effortlessly. So it's automatic.
Yay. What a great title. What a great, and I love that you use the word investment in yourself and like the work here, because it's both, right? Like when you invest in doing things daily that are like assignments here, it's truly an investment in yourself, right?
Yeah, it really is. It
really amazing. Is. Yay. All right. Well, tell us what's awesome.
I just got back from a little over 2 week vacation, and I took 2 weeks off and left my practice and didn't bring my computer with me, and went to the beach, and I went with my family and just had a wonderful time.
Amazing. And yeah. So not only did you just go to the beach, but let's start diving into the parts of this vacation. You drove with your parents, right? And yes. Your son for how long?
Well, we flew, my son and I flew into St. Louis, and then we drove for about 13 hours with my mom and dad. They picked us up at the airport. My mom and dad are in their 70s and they wanted some help with the drive. So we flew in and then we helped them. Then we drove with them. And then we stayed with my mom and dad. We went for like a mini vacation before our vacation, and stayed in Florida and just had a great, great time on the beach. And then we met up with 25 members of my family, and we rented a big house and right on the beach, and had just wonderful, made wonderful memories.
That's amazing. Now, 5 years ago, did you think you would ever sign up to drive 13 hours in a car with your parents?
No. Nope. It would, at the time, would have made me feel like it was some special sort of torture. Because my parents' minivan, you know, so you kind of feel like a kid again. And
yeah.
But I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really, one thing that's developed during the Enchanted Circle is my a capacity for positive feelings and positive emotions. I am in my experiences, and I can really feel my experiences, and that monkey mind that used to be running all these different stories and worried, it's very soothed and most of the time, and I can really be in every moment that I am, and had a blast with my mom and dad.
That's amazing.
And my young adult son. Yeah.
I love it. So for listeners, will you go a little more in depth? Like, I know what you mean, but I think you use such beautiful words. Will you go a little more into the capacity for positive experience and emotions? Like, you have a greater capacity for that. Tell us a little bit more about what that means and how that impacts being able to be in a car with your family for 12 hours and enjoy it.
My capacity to be with positive emotions, this is something I keep going back to when we went on the retreat with a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, maybe. We were in this, a large house, a beautiful, beautiful home. And I remember you had us do this activity where we walked around and we felt into these positive experiences. And we, because it's interesting in this process, you wouldn't think that you have to change your mindset to hold positive emotions. You think everybody wants to be happy. If everything around me is giving me information that makes me happy, I'll be happy. But we actually have to change our capacity to hold positive emotions, because it's kind of like the mold around our muscles when we're trying to get our muscles into shape. And we have these molds. And if our molds are set for worry and stress and just nervous about how everything's going to turn out, or scarcity mindset, that's the mold your mind goes back to. So we had to, by making all of the scripts we did with you have us pick three emotions that we want to feel in the very beginning. And mine were happy, peace, and confident. And I spent throughout the 4 years, not all at once, but hours of time being able to hold those emotions. And I increased my ability to have money in my accounts, but I also increased my ability to hold positive emotions and to be happy, be confident, be peaceful, and really feel it and have all of my presence be at that air. Does that, like, that emotion, and not like, all those negative things that were running in my mind are no longer running. And so I can truly be in the positive experiences.
Yes, that's amazing. I love it. And for those that want a little more of the neuroscience of that, it's because we create neural receptors based on the neuroresponders. And so if those are all made of worry and lack and that type of emotion, we make more neuroreceptors for that. And it actually takes us time when we're changing to create neuroreceptors for being happy that those emotions can plug into, because they haven't been made, because it's interesting the way our brain works. We make more of what we're giving it. And so, yes, it takes time to make new grooves. It takes time to make even just the new neuroreceptors for happy, peace, calm, joy, powerful, all of those things, right?
Yeah. And if you think, your brain prunes what it doesn't use. So if I'm focusing on you, the positivity, what wonderful way is this going to work out? And I'm focused on that, then my brain is going to prune that I don't have enough. Can I afford this? I don't, all of those things that I don't want, my brain is going to build the positive things that I do want and prune those things that I don't want. And I really have felt that process happening.
I love it. And for those of you, if you don't know what that pruning means, it's just like your tree, right? Like, you cut off to make your tree more beautiful or more healthy, like the branches that might be sucking too much energy from the middle of the tree, which is supporting everything else, right? So your brain literally just kind of cuts those pathways off to the things that you no longer use, which is exactly what Annie's saying. It's so awesome. Yeah. Yay.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's an interesting process to be a part of and to focus on something for almost 5 years and see the effects of it. It's really rewarding.
Yay, I love it. And you mentioned like we do scripts, and you recently got to live like this most magical experience from one of your scripts. Will you tell us the whole story, because it's so awesome?
Yeah. So one of my scripts is that I go to paradise with my family and celebrate and have wonderful, meaningful moments, watch the sunrise and set, and have it kind of magically unfold, and have wonderful times with my nieces, and in a kind of tropical location was the script. And so my family rented a house in Florida, and we, when I went with my mom and dad for the first part of the trip, for 2 weeks, I woke up and I played my flute. I went to the beach and played my flute, and every morning dolphins came and swam, and it was just a wonderful moment. And it was great to take 2 weeks off and just unplug and play my flute and meditate on the beach. And on the last day, should I tell the fish story now?
Yes, that's a good fabric. Go for it.
So on the last day, there was a mom and a teenage daughter on the beach, and the teenage girl really wanted to see dolphins. It was the first day of their vacation. It was the last day of my vacation. And I said, well, they've come up every day that I've been here. They've come up while I've been playing the flute. So I start playing the flute, and lots of dolphins swam up, and were mom dolphins and baby dolphins, and birds were flying overhead, and even a crab popped its head out of a hole on the beach. It was just truly magical. And in my script, I often write about how magical life is, and like I'm in surrounded by beauty. That's a big part of my script, is that I'm surrounded by beauty. And it was truly an incredible moment. And I've been playing my flute and meditating, and was really connecting. The water started to shimmer, and it looked like raindrops. And I looked up, it wasn't raining. And then I saw this large area of water shimmering about, 3 feet away from me. And it was a school of fish, and they were dancing to the music. They were around me and just shimmying. It was just incredible. And I stopped for a minute because it was an incredible moment, and I had never experienced anything like it. And I looked up, and they're like, "Do you see this?" They're like, "Yes, we see it." And the girl said, "You're straight up Moana." and it was neat to share that experience with them, and just really be immersed in those frequencies. And I was sharing my frequency with my flute to the animals, and they were getting it, and they were dancing, and it was really amazing. It really was an incredible moment.
Oh, so beautiful and so just awesome. I love it. And it just reminds me of like a Disney movie, or like Cinderella, where all the animals just dance and respond to her, right? And just one of those things that people might say, like, oh, that's not, like somebody could say, oh, like that level of magic is impossible, or you can't have that connection. And you can.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
True.
It was really, yeah, a life-changing moment for me, honestly, to know that I can communicate and connect with nature like that. And through my flute too. That it was wonderful.
Yeah.
So I brought my flute. I brought my flute on the vacation that we went to Arizona, and I have always loved to travel and play my flute. And it was really neat. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I totally remember, because I can see the picture now. Like when you look at those pictures, there are definitely, and I give you like an A++ for taking the assignment and going fully into that assignment there. And like, there were so many where you could just see your future self shine through, like that you were her. And one of them is with your flute. Like I remember like that is just like that is Annie's future self and her flute and this moment, like just playing and being.
Yeah. It was amazing. Before I did the Enchanted Circle, I had a high level of self-evaluation that occurred on a every moment basis that would stop me from playing my flute around people, from being me around other people. And now I love being me, and whether someone else is there or not. So, but I wouldn't, because in the before the Enchanted Circle, I would have stopped playing the flute if there were other people around. I wouldn't have done it around other humans. And it's fun to share myself with others in an authentic way that's not constantly clamped down by that old, like, you know?
Yes, that's amazing. I do. Yes. Oh, so awesome. And giving like this hope and inspiration and opening the door for anyone listening that has that feels like they do tamp that, or they, you know, they stop doing whatever they're doing on the beach if someone else walks up. So I love that. Tell us how that opening also, you also scripted this, but I think part of it is like showing up as yourself. You had these wonderful connections with other family members, like your sister-in-laws and things like that, that really were also out of your scripts, right?
Yeah, there was a moment where we were up early before everyone, and we were talking about books that we were reading. My sister-in-law and myself were just sharing and having a real, just not wonderful conversation about books. And I could feel it in my heart. This is from my script. Like, I want to connect with people in a positive way, in a like that confident, peaceful, happy way. And I have some cousins that were there with my cousins. We went on this like wave runner jet ski, except it's not like a tiny jet ski. That would make me nervous. But this was, so we went out and played in the waves, and dolphins came up, and we were like, the me before the Enchanted Circle was very hesitant and very scared. And I censored myself, and I stopped myself from enjoying joy and from experiencing. And I went out, woke up at sunrise, went down to the boat dock, took this wave runner out, and just had a blast playing in the waves. And there are dolphins everywhere too. And dolphins were everywhere. And yeah, it was so much fun.
Yay. That's amazing. I love it. I know that one of the LOA techniques that you've been using the most recently to create this extra magical life, right, is connecting with your future self. Will you tell us a little bit what that means and looks like for you, and how that influences all these amazing things?
I do the thing that where you imagine your future self, and then you walk like her, dance like her, move around your house like her, check your balance in my phone. Like, I've expanded on that assignment that you gave us a long time ago. And like how me in 5 years will handle certain things, like what I'll know. Like, I can bring that wisdom here now, and that I find that fun. I find that
amazing.
Like, does she think like this? Does she spend her energy like this? Or
Yeah, amazing. Any other, as we wrap up today, anything else on your heart or your mind that you want to share with listeners?
I feel like the Enchanted Circle encapsulates, so I got into the Enchanted Circle because I wanted more money, right? and I have more money, way more money. And I also have a capacity, a greater capacity for joy, a greater capacity for happiness. Anxiety doesn't live in my brain most of the time. And I do make way, way more. And being self-employed and being able to take 2 weeks off work and not, when I was first self-employed, if I had to take a day off work, I would, like, because I was sick, I would lay in bed and think 7 hours, seven times, blah, blah, blah. This is how much money I'm not making right now as I'm taking this day off work. That is not in my repertoire now. like it's no longer, I have to work to make this. Like, my investments are just automatically taken care of. I intentionally invest my money, and money flows to me constantly. And whether I'm working or not, just great.
Yay. Oh my gosh. Just hearing those words flood out of your mouth as your truth is just so beautiful and so different. Again, if you have not heard the beginning, definitely go back and listen to start around episode 400 is where Annie's story should start. It's just so beautiful. And I want to make one more point for listeners. You know, you built up to this 2 weeks off, right? So it used to be like, you'd sit there and analyze being sick. I think one of the turning points in even taking a conscious day off was the Money Manifested photo shoot. Like, you had to consciously take a day off and be okay with that money, right? And that is what you built on to be able to take 2 weeks off.
Yeah, I forgot about that, how those photo shoot days were, and they sometimes were on my big money days. And so I'd be like, oh, like, but in the beginning, but then so much more money would flow to me by taking that day off. And it's just fascinating, a fascinating program you've made.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing your journey, this chapter with us, with me and listeners, and just these such beautiful experiences that you're sharing. I know they're opening up people's minds to, like, that might be possible for me. Maybe I could hang out with my family more and enjoy it and experience these beautiful paradise vacations. And so thank you for sharing this chapter of your manifesting success story with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity. Can I add one thing?
Yeah, of course.
Because I remember in the very beginning of the Enchanted Circle, I was home and we were on a call, and I was barely, like, back then I called it my shelf life with my family, and it was like, do this. And the fact that I could have gone anywhere for 2 weeks, I could have went to Europe. I could have gone anywhere, and I wanted to be with my family, and I wanted to be spending time with my nieces and nephews, and it was great. Yeah.
Yay. That's an amazing and the perfect way to wrap up this interview. So thank you, Annie. Thank you all for listening, and make sure to come back next time and check out what else is awesome in Annie's life.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you are inspired and you're ready to start writing a new money story, a new life story, to really pick the pin up and design your happy ever after, go to enchantedlifeyou.com. That's enchantedlifeyou.com to get started. For any links that we talked about in the show, you can find the show notes at manifestingsuccessstories.com.